It's a beautiful night. We're looking for something dumb to do. Hey, baby, I think I wanna marry you. Is it the look in your eyes? Or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby? I think I wanna marry you.
It's the Joe and Alex Show, and weddings sound amazing, but I'm wondering at 833-JOE-ALEX how you would feel about this, and maybe you've been in something close to it. I'm talking about a very big bridal party where there's a lot of bridesmaids and a lot of groomsmen. I don't think I've ever heard of one this big before. There's a lady.
Let's see here.
And in New Orleans, there's this woman who celebrated her wedding. She had 34 bridesmaids.
What?
34! Damn!
That is the definition of extra. I honestly, like, this bride is the worst.
Let me ask, who was not a bridesmaid in this wedding? Like, does that, you know what I mean?
There's no way on this planet she has 34 close friends.
You know why this story gives me so much anxiety?
Why?
Because, look, I DJ weddings. I love doing it.
Oh, you do? You've never mentioned it before.
Wow, interesting. I wonder if we can book you.
I'm just trying to imagine announcing 34 brides for the grand entrance. Like, how many songs would you need? How many times can you not
more. I would charge more. I would absolutely charge more if I were you.
Yeah, and, like, messing up the names. Ugh.
Like, I mean, if this girl had 34 bridesmaids and she only had like 100 people at the wedding, that is embarrassing.
Yeah, it says right here, here's what it says. She had 34 bridesmaids. Her wedding party was made up of 6 sisters and 28 friends. No, 28 friends are there at the wedding. Your 6 sisters,
yes.
That obviously makes sense. It's so big, by the way, like the photo of this, it's a big group photo. Only way you would have fit all these people on there is because they had a beach wedding.
Like, this is just, I'm embarrassed for her. There's just no way on this planet you have 28 close friends. I don't care how popular you are. There's no way there's enough time in the day to take care and cater to 34 close relationships.
This woman went on, Liv, and she said, the number was even a surprise to my bridesmaids. You think? Like, you assume the sisters are going to be all the bridesmaids because there's 6 of them. Like, does that not take away from them if they're like, wait a minute, there's 28 other people besides us? We're your sisters. Because I've always thought that being a groomsman or being a bridesmaid was like an honor. It was a really big deal to first of all, ask somebody that. But then to be asked, it's like, wow, you like me that much. You value us that I'm going to be part of your big day. Doesn't it kind of poo-poo it and take away?
I think so. I absolutely think so. And I just think, like, how greedy can you be? Like, I mean, why isn't 10 enough? I think, you know what, 10 is on the bigger side, in my opinion.
Yeah.
15, okay.
If you're the Duggars, I understand 15 if you're the Duggar family.
You know, like, maybe, I get it. All right. Maybe you were really popular, but 34?
I think TJ's fed up with our negativity this morning. Hey, TJ, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Thanks for calling at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. What do you think about this giant bridal party?
Listen, I like it. You know how hard it is to find good friends these days? Like, I can maybe count my friends on my hand.
Right.
Like, one hand. You know, to have that many people that you trust to put in your wedding, I love it.
No, but see, here's the thing. In my head, in my thought process, I think that this girl is just probably so insecure and wants to prove that she has so many friends, and she probably doesn't have very many close, real, genuine friendships.
Well, hold
that
on.
It's like everyone's on the same level.
Liv and TJ, let me read something more. There's more to this article. Once again, if you're tuning into the Joe and Alex Show, we're talking about how a New Orleans woman celebrated her wedding by having 34 bridesmaids. 6 of them were her sister, 28 were friends. This is what she said. You're talking about friends and relationship. She said it was important to have as many people involved in the wedding as possible after being a mentor and being a big part of several women's empowerment groups in the past. So she definitely didn't want to leave them behind. So I kind of see what you're saying, TJ.
Yeah, I love it. I just...
You love it?
All right,
you're
going
to let your
somebody
your
invite
bride
TJ
one
to a
day?
Wedding.
When I had my wedding, I had 6 people involved on each side.
Okay.
So
that's a lot of people still.
Six, you said? Or 16?
Six.
Six is normal. The six is on kind of like the smaller side.
All right, we're saying a lot of sixes. I feel like we're done with the devil this morning, and I don't like that vibe. That's negative. Hey, TJ, man, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Live the Web Girl, what are we getting on social media this morning?
Nicole on Twitter says, oh, my God, I was shocked I had two friends to ask. And then Michael says, 34? Dang, I thought our 12 bridesmaids was a lot. Half of that was family.
Hey, Braxton, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What was your question for this lady that had 34 bridesmaids?
I got a question. Were there 34 groomsmen as well?
I didn't see it. It did not look like there was a sausage party involved. So, I don't know. It would have been an awesome wedding to be a guy to go to. You had pretty good odds, right?
Right. And how bad do your friends feel if they didn't make the 34-person cut?
I know.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's my fear.
Like, and there's a difference between if you have, like, six bridesmaids, seven bridesmaids, and, like, the eighth person just didn't make the cut. Because, like, no, I get it. They're trying to, like, keep it a little bit, like, small and simple. If you are, like, the 35th friend and you did not get picked, I mean, that is horrifying.
Yeah, that's like
a traumatic experience.
That's like a college player. Like, I hope I get drafted. Oh, no.
Oh, no, you don't.
I didn't get drafted. Hey, thank you, Braxton, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
I wonder, Liv, this is just you and me talking. Mm-hmm. Do you think Joe will make the cut, like, in my wedding as a groomsman?
I don't know. Hard to tell because you could maybe just do it to just be nice because that's kind of like the type of person you are. But then at the same time, like you've moved around a lot. So I feel like you probably have a lot of friends like all over the place.
He could be the flower girl.
Oh, wow. He looks so good.
What an honor.